This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show, 96.3 WHUR. Sounds like Washington. All right, again, my main man, Bobby, has some very important information to share with us this morning. Hey, so Bobby, what's the deal? What's up?
Well, Shirley, this morning we're talking about sickle cell disease. Now, the Howard University Center for Sickle Cell Disease is hosting its sixth annual World Sickle Cell Day Awareness Symposium. My guest to give us all the details is Dr. James Taylor, director of the center. Dr. Taylor, good morning. Welcome to the show, sir.
Morning. Thank you.
Well, I want to thank you very much for taking the time out to join us. So the Sickle Cell Day Awareness Symposium that you're hosting on the 19th, this is designed to bring awareness to this disease.
Bring more attention. Most common genetic disease in the country, still a problem, and our treatments are largely ineffective, and we want to cure it.
Okay.
And that's going to be the focus of our symposium.
So give us the details and what's going to take place.
Okay. So the symposium is June 19th at 1 p.m., starting at 1 p.m., Howard University Hospital Towers Auditorium. We've got a lineup of three terrific speakers. Frieda Lewis-Hall is from Pfizer Pharmaceuticals and is very focused on drug development for sickle cell disease. We have Dr. Keith Hoots from the National Institutes of Health. He is one of the people in the Division of Blood Diseases that sets policy for research in sickle cell. Okay. And then finally, we have Dr. Ed Benz, who's an expert in hematology and the former president of the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. And he is involved in a national initiative that was announced last September to finally cure sickle cell.
That's awesome. This is a very important symposium. So for those who want more information, can you give us a website?
Howard University Hospital website, Center for Sickle Cell Disease. If you Google search that, you'll see my name and all the information about the symposium.
Fantastic. Well, Dr. Taylor, I want to thank you very much for coming in and sharing this valuable information with us.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. That's Dr. James Taylor, the director of the Center for Sickle Cell Disease here at Howard University. Now, for all the details about this very important symposium taking place on the 19th, you can just go to WHUR.com or go to my Facebook page at Bobby Gales. Okay, time for traffic. Tony, you got it.
Thanks, Bobby. This check on traffic.